All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. The end of the line, which we expected a while back for University of Michigan head football coach Brady Hoke, is finally here as interim athletic director Jim Hackett at the University of Michigan informed Hoke today that his services would no longer be needed. Now, in four seasons as a head football coach of Michigan, Hoke compiled a record of 31 up and 20 down. Now, he came to Michigan in 2011, and he really bursted onto the scene, and he got a lot of people once again believing in the maize and blue as he led Michigan to an 11-2 record that included a Sugar Bowl victory. But every year since, Hoke's record has gotten worse. Michigan was 8-5 in 2012. They were 7-6 in 2013, which was culminated by a dominating loss as they were dominated in the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl last year. And for Michigan to not even play on a New Year's Day bowl game, and then for them to turn around and get dominated like that and finish the season with a record of 7-6 did not sit well with many alumni in Ann Arbor. Then they turned around this season. The expectations were there once more, and Michigan finished with a 5-7 record. And this season never really got off onto the right foot for Michigan. You look back to their opener, they dominated Appalachian State, only to come back next week and get blown out on the road by Notre Dame, the same Notre Dame team that is ending their longtime rivalry with Michigan, and this is not the way that a lot of people in Ann Arbor wanted that rivalry to end. Now, they defeated Miami of Ohio in their third game of the season, but then you look back to September 20th when Michigan was dominated at home by Utah. They turned around the next week and they were blown out at home by Minnesota 30-14. And that is something that simply does not happen in Michigan as far as losing the little brown jug to the Golden Gophers. This was turned after that. The next week, Michigan came back. They went on the road to Big Ten newcomer Rutgers and they lost there 26-24. And at that point, the Wolverines' record was 2-4, and you knew that it was not going to end well for Hoke. They were 3-4 after knocking off Penn State, but then they got dominated on the road by Michigan State, which ran their record to 3-5. And on top of what made the Michigan State loss even worse, Michigan was coming off of a bye week into that game. Now, they were able to rally and defeat Indiana and Northwestern to get them to 5-5. But the fact that they lost at home on Senior Day to Maryland, another Big Ten newcomer, and then, of course, this past Saturday, they lost to Ohio State in the game, that all but ended it for Hoke. Now, overall, in his time at Michigan, he was only 1-3 versus Ohio State. That's not going to cut it. He was only 1-3 versus Michigan State, and for the longest time, Michigan has considered Michigan State their little brother. That is not the case anymore, and it is the Spartans that are dominating the Wolverines, and it is the Wolverines who are consistently looking for new head coaches while Michigan State is contending for Big Ten titles along with national titles. On top of that, no Big Ten titles under Hoke at Michigan, and on top of that, the Big Ten championship game, Michigan never even appeared there. Now you look at Michigan's story tradition, and this goes back so many years. You talk about the Charles Woodsons, the Desmond Howard, the Tom Brady's of the world, just to name a few of the illustrious players that have walked onto Michigan Stadium and put on the famed winged helmets. This is what Michigan needs to get back to. They've had decent recruiting classes, but these guys have not panned out. And under Hoke, he has never gotten that quarterback that has been able to transcend his program. Now, aside from the blowouts, you have to ask yourself first and foremost, who is going to be the next athletic director at the University of Michigan? That's first and foremost. Jim Hackett is only the interim guy after Dave Brandon stepped down earlier in the year after the whole quarterback fiasco when Shane Morris was sent back into the game with a concussion and Hoke was right there and Brandon took responsibility for it, but you knew the axe was going to come to Hoke eventually. But Michigan, first and foremost, they need to establish a new athletic director before they can even think about coach. Now, you're going to hear the name Jim Harbaugh because Harbaugh played at Michigan as a quarterback. Of course, he's having tremendous success right now in the National Football League with the San Francisco 49ers. Prior to going to the 49ers, he had tremendous success at Stanford University. Now, the Michigan Wolverines botched the hiring of Harbaugh one time. Will they do it again? I'm not sure, but he looks focused, at least for this season, on getting the Niners back to the playoffs. Now, again, Les Miles was another Michigan man as well. He is currently the head football coach at LSU, and Michigan botched the attempt to get Les Miles there on two occasions, so I doubt that they would go after him a third time. Gary Pinkle, the head football coach at TCU, is going to be a hot name this offseason, but I think that Pinkle is happy, pardon me, not at TCU, but at Missouri, rather, and he is a guy that you look at what he's been able to do this season with Missouri and last season as well. In his third season in the SEC, he has won two SEC Eastern Division crowns as he looks to win the SEC championship this Saturday in the SEC title game. And finally, Dan Mullen at Mississippi State. He is going to be a hot commodity. Of course, Michigan can offer him more money than Mississippi State. But, you know, these are just names to be thrown out there. And again, it comes down to the AD. And with the Michigan tradition, they're going to once again look for a Michigan man, more than likely. I mean, Brady Hoke was a former assistant at Michigan, but it simply just did not work out. The Wolverines, plain and simple, have to get back to their roots because right now they are a team that is looking to try to hang with the Indianas and the Purdues and the Northwesterns of the world of the Big Ten, when in reality they want to contend with the Wisconsins, with the Michigan States, and the Ohio States. That's what Michigan has to get back to. Not only does Michigan need it, but the Big Ten overall needs that Michigan brand at the top of the standings in the Big Ten Conference. It's amazing that the Big Ten has gone to this two-division format for several years, and we have never mentioned the name of Michigan in the Big Ten title game. That is something that the faithful in Ann Arbor, Michigan, need and want to get back to, and this is going to be one of the most important hires for the program and probably the most important hire for Michigan since Bo Schembechler arrived in the late 60s. Folks, I want to take this time to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast as Michigan looks to get back on the right track in the world of college football. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of the day's action from week number 14 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you are on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.